Exclusive, classic example of non-transparency. Vivek Ramaswamy rips White House over cocaine scandal. By Nick Gilbertson on July 7, 2023. Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy called the White House's handling of the cocaine scandal a classic example of non-transparency, which he says follows a pattern surrounding President Joe Biden and his family. It's almost as though, like in this particular case, I doubt it was Hunter's, in particular, but it's like, who knows, Ramaswamy told Breitbart News on a phone call Thursday night. But they almost behave with a muscle memory of non-transparency that reeks of corruption. Even in cases where, like, there's plenty of corruption with the Biden family. But they've gotten so used to behaving non-transparently that they do it just as a matter of habit. Even when they don't actually have to be scared of whatever the outcome is. The New York Times reported Tuesday that cocaine was found in a zippered bag in the White House on Sunday. Per the Times report, it was a small amount of white powdery substance, which was later confirmed to be the narcotic. White House officials have insisted it was found in a heavily trafficked area. MSNBC's Andrea Mitchell noted Thursday, "It was found, by my observation, in a much more secure place, limited access place than that West Wing reception area there." Watch, MSNBC's Mitchell on White House cocaine, this is pretty wild. As Breitbart News's Christina Wong reported Friday. The Secret Service confirmed to Breitbart News that the entrance where a plastic baggie of cocaine was found is the entrance to the lower level of the West Wing that is facing the Eisenhower Executive Office Building, which is to the west. That entrance is used by administration officials, staffers and official visitors, such as officials from other agencies. It is not open to the general public, but White House staffers can bring personal guests once they submit their personal information, undergo a background check and are cleared by the Secret Service. A reporter asked White House Deputy Press Secretary Andrew Bates on Air Force I Thursday if he was willing to say that the cocaine did not belong to President Joe Biden or Hunter Biden in light of accusations from former President Donald Trump on Truth Social. "I don't have a response to that because we have to be careful about the Hatch Act," Bates claimed. On Wednesday, an anonymous law enforcement source told Politico that the culprit who smuggled the Schedule II narcotic into the White House is unlikely to be determined. Trump has contended that security footage would quickly lead to the identification of the smuggler.